Tomorrow is election day across greater Los Angeles. From the mayor of L.A. to measures on development and funding for the homeless, you're going to have a chance to weigh in on how local leaders should address the region's biggest problems. And if you haven't already cast your ballot, the polls are opening at 7 tomorrow morning and they'll close at 8 o'clock at night. Kevin Roderick is here with a bit of a preview. And what's different about this election for this week's L.A. Observed? Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Last week we talked about the L.A. mayor's race, but we also have seven incumbents on the L.A. City Council running for re-election. There's also one seat in the San Fernando Valley. This is District 7, which does not have an incumbent. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's, the most interesting city council district right now. It's the open seat. You remember there was a city councilman elected 4 years ago named Felipe Fuentes, who had been in the state legislature. He, by all accounts, he was sort of an uninterested city council member for the Northeast San Fernando Valley, and he quit a year ago to go become a lobbyist in Sacramento, and his district has been in caretaker status ever since then. So there are 20 people filed to run for this open seat on the city council, and it's made for some interesting debate in that area about unhappiness about city services, about the high-speed rail line that's scheduled to come through that area. And out of those 20 candidates, we're waiting to see which two, if any, it probably would be two, that would make the runoff that would happen in May.
There's no candidate in that race, you think, that will cross 50%?
The people who are watching that district closely say they don't think so. There are three candidates who are pretty well-funded. Monica Rodriguez was a member of the Board of Public Works and is endorsed by Mayor Garcetti. Carol Tarosian works for City Councilman Paul Krikorian in the Valley, has been a planning deputy there, but also a woman named Monica Ratliff, who is leaving the school board to run for that city council seat. She's actually endorsed by the LA Times and the Daily News.
Well, not only the city council, but we also have three of the seven seats on the LA Unified School Board that are up for primary election as well. How does the charter school movement fit into this? Because I'm sure that's a big issue that's in this campaign.
Well, that is the thing to watch about the school board races, is that there are candidates running who, if each of these challengers got elected, it would tip the balance of power on the school board towards people who are more friendly towards charter schools and charter reform. Of course, those races also would probably have to go through a runoff. So it's too soon to say that that's going to happen, but it is certainly something to watch with the school. And that's why there's a lot of money going into the school board races right now, independent money.
This, Kevin, is one of the last times you're going to have a city election like this, right?
Sure. Remember, in 2015, voters in Los Angeles passed a charter amendment that changed the year in which we have elections for city council members, the mayor and the city attorney and school board members, to the even numbered years. It's going to align with the statewide races that we when we elect the governor and the president and all that. So that's going to change. And that's why people who are elected this time around, whoever does win, for instance, in the 7th council district out in the valley, is going to serve 5.5 years instead of the usual 4, part of aligning the calendar of elections with state elections. Now, part of that is to get at this whole idea that not very many people vote in city elections. And the thought is, well, if they're already there voting for the president or something, maybe they'll vote in city elections. Flip side of that is there'll be a lot less conversation about city elections in a year when the president's on the ballot. How many people are going to really debate city council issues in a district? So we'll see about that. But that change is in the works. It's happening along with a bigger change. And by 2020, you're also not going to be able to vote at a neighborhood polling place anymore. You'll be encouraged to either vote by mail or to go into a voting center located in different parts of the city or around the county to cast your ballot. A whole new culture of voting coming in 2020 to Los Angeles County.
To Los Angeles County, a relic of the past that we'll see go away this time around. And by the way, I should mention that you can grab more information about tomorrow's election at kcrw.com/voterguide. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.